This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial quickly turned into a debate Wednesday over whether his former national security adviser John Bolton should be called as a witness. Congressman Adam Schiff, the lead House of Representatives manager prosecuting Mr. Trump, said there's no way to have a fair trial without witnesses. But with Mr. Trump's repeated denial of quid pro quo with Ukraine, military aid for the politically tinged investigation, Schiff said, it makes it all the more sense to call a witness who knows what happened. Florida Congresswoman Val Demings, a House impeachment manager, responds to a question about applying as much scrutiny to Mr. Trump's children as the Republicans are applying to Joe Biden's son, Hunter, who held a job in Ukraine.
Let us stay focused. This doesn't have anything to do with the president's children or the Biden's children. This is about the president's wrongdoing.
President Trump's defense attorney, Eric Hirschman, says that there were many reasons for President Trump to be concerned about corruption in Ukraine in relation to the job held by Hunter Biden.
A corrupt Ukrainian oligarch who was paying our vice president's son and his son's business partner millions of dollars for no apparent legitimate reason, while his father was overseeing our country's relationship with Ukraine, merit any public inquiry, investigation, or interest?
The question and answer process will continue Thursday as well before the chamber proceeds to a four-hour debate on witnesses Friday. President Trump declared an end to what he termed the nightmare North America Free Trade Agreement during a signing ceremony on the White House lawn Wednesday. He inked his name on the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Canada is yet to ratify the pact. That process could take months, with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau facing rounds of deal-making with political